You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a seed. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. We are about to get started in the place. Today is a special broadcast. Amen. Because it's the day after Thanksgiving. Amen. And what we decided to do is, because it's Thanksgiving, we want to spend this today, spend Friday, of course, and maybe Sunday in prayer, by playing some of Reverend Gwen Dixon's message on Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. And our topic today, amen, and it's going to be two of them, it's okay to trust Him. It's okay to trust Him. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to start playing it in a few minutes, amen. We first want to go ahead and give you a little feedback, a little announcement, quick announcements. Amen. Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. You can listen to it every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Live. Amen. It's a free conference call number. The number is 641-715-3580. That's his code, is 732-499. We do want to remind you of His Abounding Grace from Minister Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall. It's Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with myself is 7. And The Bread of Life with me, Ray Rose, is Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday. Amen. Monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday. Amen. At 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover with the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with myself, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. So those are our broadcasts. We will definitely like to hear from you, amen, on our different platforms like Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, and of course on our website. You can listen on and iTunes. You can listen on all those different sites. Amen. All right. Also, don't forget to go and check out our website on WhenChristiansSpeak.com. You find a little bit more information about us. Amen. And we are 501c3. Company donations. Okay, we need your help. We're trying to expand the ministry. Well, right now we're doing okay. We have a listeners that listen from all across the world. We're international ministry, but to keep this going and to increase it and stuff, we need your donations. And you can donate by going to WhenChristiansSpeak.com and clicking on the donate now button. Everything is done through PayPal, or you also can donate using the Cash App, amen, by using $ When Christians with the S, amen, on the Cash App. So let's go ahead and get started with Reverend Gwen, amen. God bless.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give Him praise. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. We can't take that for granted, glory to God. We give Him high praise. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. We just want to worship him, glory to God. We want to worship the great I am. We want to worship the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. We want to worship Jehovah, glory to God. We want to worship Elohim, hallelujah. We want to worship the Christ. We want to worship the Son of the living God. We want to worship the one that took 39 excruciating lashes just for us. Glory be to God. We want to worship him who hung on the cross and died, but he rose on the third day with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. We're talking about Jesus the Christ. Glory to God. We worship and we praise his holy name. Glory to God. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to Midday Glory. I'm Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon, and I will be your host for the next 20 minutes, glory be to God. Now, this subject, it's okay to trust him, has been just doing a new thing in my ear. The Lord continues to speak to me volumes on this subject. I actually felt that we would go in one direction with this subject, but the Lord has changed it all to his glory. I had no idea that the Lord would relate negative thinking to being able to trust him. However, if our mind is negative, if we're thinking negative, we are not trusting God. We can't trust God because we're thinking carnally minded. That is not of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must allow the Holy Spirit to be activated in our lives. We must allow it to always be active. If we don't trust God, we have no faith in God. Whew, that's heavy. We want to share with you today on ways that we can stop our negative talk in its tracks with the word of God. The Bible tells us that we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?" But we have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. So in my research, glory to God, I found 6 strategies to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the word of God. We may not be able to get to all 6 today because we want to make sure that we allow time for prayer and stay within our 20 minutes that we committed, glory to God. The first strategy to stop negative thinking and its tracks with the word of God is prayer. Glory to God. Anybody that knows me knows that that is my thing. Okay, so I want to try something. So the next time that someone says something to annoy you or annoy us or get on our nerves and our flesh wants to do, all our flesh wants to do is to throw out a few insults in their direction, we have to stop ourselves and remind ourselves of the love of Jesus. As soon as that argument tries to stir itself up in our spirit, we need to stop. We need to turn to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to begin praying, ask God to fill us with his love, defeat the enemy, cast out Satan's lies from our mind, ask God to give us the strength to show grace to that other person. In spite of what they may have done to us or what they may have said about us or our loved ones, ask God to give us wisdom and how we should respond to the matter. The answer is already in his word, Matthew 5:44, and I love this scripture. It says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." We want to always allow the life of Christ to reign in our lives, glory to God. The Lord is more than faithful to give us all that we need to do what's right, glory to God. Next time we hear some juicy gossip about someone, instead of us spreading the rumor furthermore, what we need to do is we need to pray. We need to pray for the one that's spreading the gossip as well as praying for the one that they're even talking about, glory to God. Prayer stops Satan in his tracks. He has no power over the spirit of the living God. And as children of the living God, we don't want to cause more damage to that person than has already been done by others, but pray that the Lord will strengthen them, glory to God, and touch their hearts and comfort them. Proverbs 26, and I like this verse, Proverbs 26:20, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases, glory to God. And let me read it from the Amplified. It says, "For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, no gossiper, contention quiets down. So in other words, we who are Christ-like don't entertain the gossip. Don't add to it, but reverse the gossip with prayer. It will shut it down. Do you hear what I'm saying? Prayer will destroy it. Glory to God. So also, along with prayer, we've got to also pray for conviction because we're not perfect. Amen? I know this is a big one. I know this is a big one to swallow, but we are actually praying that God would convict us when we do wrong. It's important that we don't harden our hearts against our Savior's conviction. It's for our own good. The conviction is not meant to condemn us or defeat us, but it's meant to correct us and help us to become more like Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not a punishment, but it's a gift. Proverbs 3:11-12 says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as a father the son in whom he delighted in. Bless the Lord. Glory to God." So let's go to the second strategy to see what it's going to tell us, how to stop the negative thinking in its tracks with the word of God. And that thing is praise and worship. Hallelujah. Praise and worship sets our mind straight. It gets our mind steadfast on Christ. Hallelujah. It allows us to enter to his very presence and that we can just be consumed with his glory. Glory to God. It takes our thoughts off all the things that we think aren't acceptable. Sometimes we don't even think ourselves are acceptable. We don't even think others are acceptable. We are so concerned about all types of situations, all our finances. We're concerned about marriage. We're concerned about being single. We're concerned about working and all of this stuff that we're all consumed about, and so many, many, many other things. But praise and worship brings our focus onto the one that is always good. It brings our focus onto the one that's always true, the all one that's always perfect, and the one that is always pure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when we've had a bad day, when we stop talking about the people or situation in our life that are causing us to feel like less than satisfied, it makes the matter worse. It feeds the flesh, but it leaves our souls feeling more hopeless than ever. Instead, turn on a praise song. Lift up our hands to the Lord. Give the glory to God. Kill, steal, and destroy that negative spirit that's trying to invade our minds. Glory to God. Psalms 106:1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Praise and worship has the power to eliminate all conflict. We can begin to sing his praises, and almost instantly, glory to God, everything changes in the direction of Almighty God. When we invite the Lord in through praise and worship, our God fills us with, fills love, fills our home, glory to God. The Lord will bless us in so many more ways than we can ever imagine. Evil or even deserve, my God. Instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, constantly whining about this, that, and the other, this don't fit our expectations or whatever. Instead, look to Jesus, glory to God, and remember his unfailing goodness. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I tell everyone, whenever we begin to sink in negativity, pull out scriptures of joy and peace and the goodness of the Lord, and guarantee that if you are anchored in Christ Jesus, you will begin to feel the very presence of the Lord. Glory to God. He will guide us through his word. We'll realize that we no longer have that negative mind. We no longer have that negative spirit. It has been replaced with the positive mind that Christ Jesus gave us over 2,000 years ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go to, I don't think we're going to get any farther than the third strategy today. But the third strategy to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the word of God is the word of God. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that sets us free. The Bible is so full of wisdom that we could ever fathom. If we choose to live in line with the Bible, then we can, with what the Bible tells us, then we will be on the pathway of righteousness. Glory to God. If we feel an urge to say hurtful words, or we need to just quickly open the Bible or begin thinking, what would Jesus do? Glory to God. Begin in our minds quoting scriptures that we know. And most of us have the Bible on our phones now. So pull the phone up and open that Bible so it can give you some words of encouragement. We don't have any excuse anymore because we can quit. We used to always say, oh, I left my Bible home, but now the Bible is right on our phones. So we are about to engage in a conversation of gossip or spread some gossip. Remember the words of the Lord, and what does the Bible say about negative words? Listen to this. This is the word of God. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And in Ephesians 5:1-5, but be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints, neither filthiness or foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather given of thanks. But this you know, that no homemonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God and of God. My God, that's the word of God. And then 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. My God, that's the word of God. And we are contemplating on gossiping, telling lies, complaining. Open up your Bibles. Allow the precious word of God to fill us, to inspire us, and to teach us exactly what words that we should allow to proceed out of our mouth. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all scripture, all of God's word is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof or correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We need to open our eyes to the fact that the enemy is always trying to influence our thoughts and in turn trying to influence our words. It's a constant battle between the spirit and the flesh. So instead of listening to Satan and listening to his lies, let's listen to the word of God. Let's listen to what the word of God tells us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you for loving us, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God, for all of your sacrifice that you have done just for us, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you, God, for looking beyond our faults, O God, and seeing our needs. We bless you, Almighty God, for loving us unconditionally in spite of us, Lord God. You are our God, hallelujah. Beside you, there is no one else, Lord God. You are the solid rock. You are the chief cornerstone, Lord God. You are the builder. You are the strong tower, hallelujah. You know that the righteous run in and we are safe, Lord God. You are our strength and you are our redeemer, Lord God. You are our way maker, hallelujah. Lord God, you have made ways out of nowhere, Lord God. Things that seem impossible are always possible for you, Lord God. You are the one who sacrificed your life, oh Lord God, oh, so that we could have a right to the tree of life, hallelujah. Lord God, we worship you in the beauty of holiness. We respect your glory, Lord God. We respect your honor, Lord God. We bow down humbly, oh God, on our knees before you and worship, Lord God. You are all that we need, Almighty God. You deserve all of our worship, God. You deserve all of our praise, Almighty God. Lord, when we think on your goodness, when we think on the sacrifice, God, that you made for us, your denial of your own self, Lord God, your obedience to your Father, Lord God, when we think of the agony, Almighty God, that you went through just for us, Lord God, we bow down in reference to you, Almighty God. We cry out, thank you, Almighty God, for forgiving us, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God, for your unconditional love. Thank you, oh God, for being so patient with us, Lord God. We ask, Almighty God, that you will forgive us when we allow the cares of this world, Lord God, to take control of our minds, Lord God. Our minds, Father God, our entire being, Lord God, we know it belongs to you, God. We own nothing, Lord God. You are our shepherd, and we know that we shall know. When we decree and declare, God, that we will follow you, Lord God. Each day, Almighty God, we rise up Father God, to worship you, Lord God. We rise up, Almighty God, to praise you, Lord God. We rise up, oh Lord God, to give you glory. Hallelujah. Lord God, what will we do without you, Lord Jesus? We know, God, that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We know, Almighty God, that you are the one that leads us to green pastures, Lord God. You are the one, Almighty God, that leads us, oh Lord God, to still waters, Lord God. You restore our soul. You lead us, Almighty God, to the path of righteousness, Lord God. You give us courage. Hallelujah. You are always with us, God. You are omnipresent, Lord God. When we are distressed, God, you are right there, Lord God. We know, God, that we can call upon you, Lord God. For you are our sun and shield, Lord God. No good thing, Lord God, when you withhold from those of us who walk uprightly before you, Lord God. You are the King of Kings. You are the ruler. You are the counselor, oh God. You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, oh God, on all of this earth. There's no God besides you, God. You are a great God. Glory to God. You are Jehovah. How great you are, O sovereign God. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. You restore favor and honor, Father God, unto us, Lord God. You are mighty and you are an awesome God. There is none, Father God, nothing, Lord God, that nobody can do like you do, Lord God. We've learned to walk in your word, Lord God. Father God, we've learned to be a doer of your word, Lord God. You are, your word is mighty. Your word is powerful, Lord God. Your word gives us strength, Lord God. We must not turn to the left nor to the right, oh God, but walk in the path that you have placed before us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we know that you are our light and that you are our salvation, Lord God. We don't fear anything, Lord God. You are our stronghold. Hallelujah. You take hold of us, God. We know, Almighty God, that you are right there to help us through everything, God, that we need, Lord God. We desire to walk in your attributes, God. We desire to walk in your character, Lord God. You have no respect of persons, God, and we thank you, Lord God. You love your enemies, Lord God. So therefore, God, we love our enemies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You demonstrated it so well, God. Father God, in that last supper, Lord God, when you dined with all of your disciples, God, and you knew, Almighty God, that Judas was going to betray you, God, but you continued loving him, God, just like you love the other disciples, God. Thank you for that mighty example of loving your enemy, Lord God. You are unchangeable, God. Hallelujah. Every Father God, you are every place at the same time, God. You are so, so powerful, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are a faithful God. Hallelujah. You are love, God. You are mercy, Lord God. You are gracious, Lord God. We thank you every morning. We rise up with brand new mercies, oh God. Hallelujah. And we know it's because of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, as prayer intercessors, Lord God, as prayer warriors, God, we desire to walk in your character and in your attributes, Lord God. We desire, Almighty God, to let our mouth speak nothing but positive things, Lord God, to encourage, Lord God, to build up and not to tear down, to pray without ceasing for everyone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Almighty God, we desire, oh God, to be your servants, to walk in your ways, oh hallelujah, Lord God. We desire to be strong in the spirit, to be a blessing to those, God, that's all around us, God. We want the light of Christ to shine to us, oh God. We thank you for being our strength, God, so that we can be the strength of those who are weak, Lord God, that we can be a comforter, Lord God, that we can be an encourager, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, oh God, to remain focused on you, Lord God, and of what's going on around us, all the distractions, Lord God, we keep our focus on you in spite of what we hear or what we see, Lord God. We cry out today for all believers, Lord God, that we will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we know that our labor will not be in vain, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that we may have that deep desire in our hearts to do and to please you, God, in every walk of our lives, Lord God. We know, God, that you have made us according to your word, our brothers, keepers, Lord God. So, God, help us, God, to be our brothers, keepers. Let us be concerned about one another, God. Help us to love and encourage our family members, encourage our neighbors, God. Encourage, Father God, our associates on our jobs, Lord God. Wherever we go, God, let us put a smile on somebody's face in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. We will remain focused on you, God. We will rebuke the spirit of jealousy in the name of Jesus, God. We rebuke the spirit of hatred, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have set a powerful example of love for us, Lord God, and we will go follow it all the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for you are righteous in all of your ways, Lord God. Hallelujah. We walk fearless, Lord God, because we know whom we belong to, Lord God. And you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, God. And our minds, oh Lord God, will be the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that out of our mouth, we will speak positive and not negative, God, in the name of Jesus. We realize, oh God, that negative thoughts are not of you, Lord God. We will bless your holy and your righteous name, Lord God. And we thank you, God, that we pray, Father God, for the sick. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a heart, Lord God, for those that are less fortunate than we are, God. Those, oh Lord God, that have suicidal tendencies, Lord God. Those, oh God, that are grieving today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God. We know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. You are the powerful God. We give you all glory. We give you all praise. We give you all honor, Lord God. And this is your servant's prayer, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Our hearts and our souls says amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. We ask that you stay endowed with us next Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We'll be going over the next three strategies to keep our mind steadfast on God, and that is through his word. God bless you richly, and we will hear you on the line next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Again, everyone, welcome to the broadcast. This is Friday Night Joe. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. You're listening to Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's okay to trust him. It's okay to trust him. Reverend Gwen is the person that does Midday Glory Prayer, 1 p.m. every Wednesday. Amen. So let's go back and continue to listen to the broadcast. That was part 5 that you heard. This is being part 6. God bless. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Glory to God. We want to welcome you and so glad you dialed in today to Midday Glory, where God is still telling us that it's okay to trust him. Hallelujah. He is such an amazing God. I just wait with anticipation each week just to see what he has to say to us, glory to God. I get so excited because I know that every word that he speaks is placing us in the direction to just serve him with our whole heart, to just put all of our trust in him, glory to God. So we've now entered into the month of November, and I thank God that Reverend Ray was able to stand in for me last week, but I just give God the glory. God is not finished with us, and he's putting all of our, we just have to put all of our full trust in him, glory to God. We give him glory for seeing this day. We give him glory for being in our right mind. We thank God for being able to move and being able to talk and being able to see and having control of our limbs. He's such a powerful God. Hallelujah. He's such an amazing God. And we are learning to put all of our trust in him. We're learning to cast all of our fears and all of our burdens over to him in Jesus' name. We are so blessed to be loved by him, glory to God. He is the creator of all things, and we bless his name. We bless his sanctified name, glory to God. So since we started on the subject, it's okay to trust him, we've discovered that in our minds play a very important part in our trust. And I praise God for the deep study because I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that our mind plays a very important part in our trust. Hear what I'm saying. We found out that we can't engage in negative thinking. We discovered that there are 6 strategies to stop a negative speaking in its tracks with the word of God. And we discussed 3 of those strategies week before last. And the first strategy to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the word of God is prayer. And then the second strategy is to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the word of God is praise and worship. And then the third strategy that we discovered a couple of weeks ago was to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the word of God is the word of God. So we're going to continue on with the next strategies today. Praise God. So if you have not listened to the messages in the past several weeks, I really urge you to go back into the month of October, actually, and I strongly urge you to dial back on our callback number, and that callback number is 641-715-3589, and the access code is 732-499. And you can go back, and you can even go to Spreaker.com under When Christians Speak Talk Radio, and I believe it's under my name, Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon. Amen. If you have a problem, just let us know. God has been feeding us with some spiritual food to eat and to digest. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and is a light unto our pathway. His word is inflammable. There is no error in the Word of God. His Word is perfect concerning our souls. And Proverbs 30:5 says, every word of God is pure, and He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to try and finish up these last three strategies to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the Word of God. So let's go. The fourth strategy that we learned to stop negative thinking in its tracks with the Word of God is keep our mind filled with righteous thoughts. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that we need to keep our minds focused on the things of God. If we turn our thoughts to the darkness or the negative thinking of this world and all of the ungodliness that goes on along with it, then sooner or later that will become what we feel, will become what we think. And guess what? It will also become what we speak. The Bible tells us in Matthew 12:34, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We must not allow our heart to be filled with darkness and negativity. Amen? This could mean that we have to stop watching certain TV shows. It could mean that we have to stop listening to certain music, or we may have to stop reading certain types of books. Even our friends sometimes, those who we call our friends, the things that are not godly, we may have to get away from those. We have to realize that the more that we surround ourselves with unrighteous things, the more it penetrates on the inside of us. Then there is a struggle with the spirit man and the carnal mind and the carnally minded man. We need to fill our minds with the things of Christ, glory to God. And through that, we will begin to feel His peace. We will begin to feel His love, and we will begin to feel His joy on the inside of us. Hallelujah. If we are filled with all of the beauty of Christ, how can anything but good come out of our mouth? Glory to God. So the fifth strategy that we want to stop negative thinking and distract with the Word of God is write down scriptures and put them where you will see them. Now, this is a wonderful trick to remind us that in those moments of weakness, to only speak God-honoring words or just keep our minds closed all together. We have to take the time to go through the Word of God, go through the Bible, and choose encouraging scriptures. Write them down. You can write them down on a sticky note, or you can write them down on your notebook paper, or whatever you desire to write them down on. And then take those scriptures and take them all over your house or wherever you are, the area that you are constantly in. It could be in the kitchen someplace. It could be in your bedroom. It could be in your bathroom. It could be in your living room. You could even tape them on your car. Amen, on the dashboard of your car. You can have them on your phone, anywhere that you can constantly be able to pull them when necessary. This way, when we feel ourselves starting to go down and verbally destructive path, we have the Lord's mighty word on hand to give us that spiritual strength, that spiritual wisdom that will convict us, glory to God. See, when we start thinking negative and the Word of God flashes in front of us, it's going to convict us to always want to think positive, amen? God's Word will keep our mind in the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. We will be rejoicing for every word because God's Word keeps us safe. His Word keeps our mind steadfast on Him, hallelujah. His Word directs us and it instructs us and it corrects us and it also chastises us, glory be to God. So the last strategy, the sixth strategy to stop thinking, to stop negative thinking in this chapter with the Word of God is spend time with the people that would influence us in the things of the Lord. We must choose our friends. We must also choose our surroundings wisely. Who we spend our time with really does a big influence on the way we act and the way we speak. Of course, we do believe that we have the ability to choose our words regardless of who is in our company. But honestly, if we don't make a real point to watch how we talk, we will usually begin to copy other people, copy their demeanor, copy what they say. Also, if some of our closest friends or family struggle with negative speaking patterns as well, then we always work together to help each other to develop those better habits and encourage them to write down scriptures that can encourage them. Amen? So on top of these six strategies that we've now completed, glory, God. Another very, very important point that we need to remember is that unbelievers will look at how we act and what we say as a representation of what it means to follow Christ. Let's not allow our flesh ought to be more important than our responsibilities as Christians. Amen? We are called to be a light in this dark world. We are called to be a city on a hill. Let's choose Jesus over our emotions every single time. Let's be an example of how amazing it is to be filled with the love of Christ by showing that same love to others through our words. Glory to God. Philippians 2:14 and 15 says, "Do not do all things without murmuring and disputing. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom you shine as a light in the world." Again, we really do know how it is to keep our mouth shut when the emotions are rising. But even so, it is very important that we learn to do so. The Lord warns us, and this is the word of God in Matthew 22. It says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. Or whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of the hellfire, death beat." If that word of God does not convict us, we need to keep our negative words to ourselves. Then we don't have to worry about what God is going to do for us, amen, do to us.
Amen.
But it's true, this word business, this negative thinking is very serious. It's very serious. We can say something so quick out of our mouths, and once it's out, we may apologize, but guess what? That word is out there. We should not take it lightly. We should never think that what we say don't mean much, because it truly does, amen. Depending on the path that we choose, we can either encourage, we can edify, we can lift up those that are around us, or we can do the total opposite. It's our choice. But I say that since we have surrendered our life to Christ, we gave him our lives so that we can be like him, glory to God. So be like his character, be like his attributes. So we don't have a choice anymore. We have surrendered to Christ. So we decided in our surrender to him that we choose to be like him. So our words that come out of our mouth must encourage. Our words must edify. And our demeanor will be inviting to others. Glory be to God. Because of whose we are, we choose to speak hope. We choose to speak love. We choose to speak joy and peace and strength. Most of all, we choose to speak hope. Because really, it is the other option. For us as Christians, we don't have an option. The Lord is God. The God that we serve is full of mercy, and he's full of grace. Yes, he most certainly expects us to do all that we can to overcome our sins. Amen. We live in a sin-filled world, and we are sinful people. But through his unending love, he has cleansed us, glory to God. His unconditional love and his amazing grace, we are able to look to him for the strength to overcome all those negative things. Glory to God. If we worship, if we must gossip, if we must complain, if we must worry, if we must be filled with all of those negative things, just direct it all to God. He can handle it. Glory to God. We can't discourage him or influence him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, it's on this beautiful day, Lord God, that we come before you, Lord God, to give you all the glory, Lord God, to give you all the praise, Almighty God, to give you all the honor. You are God alone. You don't need nobody else, Lord God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end, Lord God. All power, Almighty God, is in your hands. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. We worship you, the Holy God. Hallelujah. We worship you, the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. You are faithful and you are merciful, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are full of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord God, for making a way for us, Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for putting all of your trust in us, Lord God. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God. You have no respect of persons, Lord God. You, Father God, if you made a way for others, God, you will certainly make a way for us, Lord God. You are El Shaddai. You are the God that is more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah is your name. Glory be to God. You poured out your spirit unto us, Lord God. You have given us power. You have given us authority, Lord God. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. You are the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, God. Jesus, hallelujah. You are the Christ, hallelujah. You are the Son of the Living God. We exhort you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we praise your name, Lord God. We bow down before you and worship, Lord God, because you are our God. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves before you this day, Lord God. We cannot thank you enough, oh God, for all that you have done for us, Lord God. The power and authority, oh God, that you have exhibited to us, Lord God. There is no one like you, Lord God. All power, Almighty God, is in your hands. You speak the word, hallelujah, and it is done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord God, we know that we must remain. We must stay focused on you, Lord God. You are the bread of life. Hallelujah. You are the eternal life. Glory to God. Thank you, Almighty God, for your word that constantly reminds us of who you are. Thank you, O Lord God, for your word that instructs us to all truth, Lord God. Your word, Almighty God, corrects us. Your word, Almighty God, chastises us, Lord God. Your word, O God, puts us on the path of righteousness, Lord God. Your word, Almighty God, gives us eternal life, Lord God. If we would just be doers of your word, Lord God.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for giving us ears, Almighty God, to hear your voice, Lord God. You are a way maker, Lord God. Thank you for giving us eyes, O Lord God, to see spiritual, Lord God, to see others, Almighty God, as you see them, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God, for giving us the heart, Father God, to love, Father God, that unconditional love, God, the way you love us, Lord God, that we should pray for one another, Lord God. We should not talk or judge, Father God, be judgmental, Lord God, but pray and love our brethren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we, Father God, desire not to speak negative about anyone, Father God, but to pray, God. You said that a man should always pray, Lord God, pray without ceasing, Lord God. So we desire deeply, Father God, to be in right standing with you, Lord God. You are in charge of this entire universe, oh glory to God. We cry out today, Lord God, to cleanse us, Almighty God. Purge us, Almighty God, with hyssop, Lord God, and we shall be clean, Lord God. Wash us, Almighty God, and we know, God, that we shall be whiter than snow, God. Make us, Almighty God, to hear joy and gladness, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God, that you blot out our iniquities, hallelujah. Create us in a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you cast us not away from thy presence, hallelujah. You are always with us, Lord God. You will renew the right spirit that's within us, Lord God. Thank you for the joy of your salvation, hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God, that you have removed fear from us, Lord God, and we trust you, oh God, in everything, Lord God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah. You have provided everything that we need, hallelujah. Our focus, oh God, remains on you, God. We refuse, Almighty God, to allow doubt, God. We refuse to allow fear and anxiety, Lord God. We refuse to allow depression or oppression, Lord God. Loneliness, what, Father God, to make us captive, Lord God. We refuse to let it overtake us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We've learned so much about you, Lord God, through your word, Lord God. We know, Almighty God, that apart from you, God, we can do absolutely nothing, Lord God. You are before all things, hallelujah. And in you, all things do hold together, Lord God. You gave us authority, hallelujah. You gave us power, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our dependency, Lord God, is on you, Lord God. No matter what is going on in this world, Lord God, our faith, our trust, our belief, oh God, will stand, Father God, for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because we have received your power, Lord God. We have received your glory, Lord God. We have received your peace way on the deep down on the inside of us, your joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We have to keep our focus on you, Lord God, so we can be able to stay in perfect harmony, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, you know that you, Almighty God, will be with us to the very end. Hallelujah. You said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that when we call on the name of Jesus, God, we know that there is power in your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have power over death, Lord God. You have power over sin. Hallelujah. You are the head of all principalities and power, Lord God. Almighty God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are great, God. Hallelujah. Your word, Almighty God, is power. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you dearly, Lord God, that you teach us how to pray, Lord God. You teach us to pray knowing, Almighty God, that your prayers are already answered, Lord God. You know all things, Lord God. You know our very thoughts, God. You know every hair, Almighty God, that is on our head. So, Father, today, Lord God, we begin to thank you for healing manifestations all over this world, Lord God. We pray, Almighty God, for healing for this land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said if my people would call
but my name, Lord God, and humble themselves and pray and seek your face, God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Turn from our wicked ways, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You said that we would hear from heaven, Lord God, and you would forgive us of our sins, God, and that you would heal the land, Lord God. We know that all things happen for a reason, Lord God. There is a reason, Father God, for everything that goes on in our lives, every season that we go through, Lord God. So we must learn to have patience with you, Lord God. We must learn how to walk in obedience, Lord God. We must learn how to put all of our trust in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Amen.
Knowing that you have supplied all of our needs in, Father God, according to your riches and glory, it's already done, Lord God. Knowing that
yes.
you are the head, Father God, and not the tail. You sit high, Lord God, and you look low, Lord God. And you know that all things, Father God, nothing passes by you, God, that you don't know about, Lord God. So, Lord God, we praise you on this day, Lord God.
Yes.
And we thank you for your word, Almighty God. Your word that instructs us to pray, Lord God. Your word that instructs us to read your word that we can be like you, Lord God. Your word that tells us, oh God, to pray and to intercede for others, Lord God. We give thanks to you, Almighty God. Your word, Almighty God, instructs us to pray for kings. Your word instructs us to pray for those in authority, Lord God. Those who are in the White House, Lord God. Those, Father God, who sit on the Senate, Father, representing all of those people, Lord God, that think that they are in high rank, God. We know, God, that you are over all of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we just walk in peace, God. We walk in quietness. We walk in stillness, Lord God, knowing that, Father God, even though this world is upside down, God, Father God, you are in control. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we just thank you, God. We thank you that you have no respect of persons, God. You make a way, Father God, for every man, Lord God. And we would just come to you. We would humble ourselves before you, Lord God. You love us all equally, Lord God, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We just want to serve you, God, for you are mighty, God. You are holy, and you are righteous. Glory be to God. We continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know, Almighty God, that our help cometh only from you, Lord God. You are the maker of heaven and earth, Lord God. We know that you will not let us stumble, Lord God. Hallelujah. You will not let us fall, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are our refuge and you are our strength, God. You are very present help in time of trouble, Lord God. We know that we must put all of our trust in you, Lord God, with our whole heart, Lord God, and not lean unto our own understanding, God, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, Lord God.
Yes,
and we know,
God.
Almighty God, that you will direct our path. Your word says, ask and it shall be given unto us. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Hallelujah. We believe your word, Almighty God, and we just rest in you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this, and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, God. We cry out to you, Abba Father. We thank you. We bless you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen us, Father God, to be your servants, to do your will. Thank you for the blood, hallelujah, that you shed on Calvary just for us, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. And this is your servant's prayer in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Our hearts and our souls says amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please tune back in with us on next Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We're going to continue to hear the instructions of the Lord, but he says that it's okay to trust him. Glory be to God. We will hear from you next week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Gwen. What an awesome word. What an awesome prayer. Amen. Again, this is Reverend Ray on One Christian Speak Talk Radio. This has been Friday Night Joy. Amen. You have been listening to, amen, Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. Again, Reverend Gwen comes on every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Amen. On a free conference call number. The number is 641-715-3580. That's code 732-499-499 every Wednesday. One thing we do have, you can also call back in and listen to it, the prayer, amen, at any given time. Or you can go to Spreaker.com, amen, under Midday Glory Prayer, and you'll find all her broadcasts, amen. So you want to encourage you to go and check her out. This is an awesome woman of God, an awesome prayer that she does, amen. And the reason I decided, because the play of this particular broadcast, because she's been talking about, amen, something that's very important for us, that we need to be able to trust God. And with all that's going on during the holiday season, I mean, this is a season that we really need to trust and believe God. Amen. Amen. What we want to do real quick, we want to remind everybody about His Abounding Grace, Minister Vanessa Williams, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Reyes, Sundays at 7 p.m. Amen. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Aston Green, Cleophas Malone, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. And, of course, a Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is 1 p.m. Amen. We encourage you to go and check us out on Facebook, like our different Facebook page. We got a couple out there in groups. Amen. Under When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, we want to let you know that if you decide you'd like to help this ministry out, we need your help. We are a 501c3 company. Amen. So we encourage you to go to, amen, whenchristianspeak.com. Click on the Donate Now button. Amen. And donate through that. Amen. Whether it's $5, $10, or whatever the Lord says for you to give. Amen. You can do it through PayPal, right? Also, we do have I think it's called Cash App, amen. If you go to use your Cash App on your phone, amen, you can put in $ and Win Christians with an S, amen, and all funds be generated. We immediately will send you out a letter, amen, within that week, amen, that you can use for your tax purposes. So with that everything being already said, amen, we pray that you had a blessed Thanksgiving. We pray that this week can be blessed and everything, and we will talk to you next Friday. God bless you. Amen. God bless.